You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others. Well, hello again. Good to have you here. This episode, I'm sharing with you the second of the core of eight, and that's motivation. Now, when it comes to leadership of any kind, at any level, there's one thing that is constant. And that constant is motivation, or, quote, the general desire or willingness of someone to do something, end quote. A unique thing about motivation is that once it's on, it should never be turned off. Motivation is always needed, and it should always be on, and that growing, learning, and becoming better than you were yesterday is non-conditional. It's not conditional. It's non-negotiable, not conditional in that you cannot pick and choose when to be motivated. See, additionally, the type of motivation needed is positive motivation. There is no room for negativity of any kind. Any negativity is the fast track to failure. It's the fast track to failure to succeed. It's the fast track to losing. It's the fast track to nowhere. And it's just that simple. See, the negativity, it takes root. It latches on and it grows and it festers and it becomes unmanageable. And then what have you got? You've got nothing. And again, this is why also those that are out there pulling you down, pushing you back, holding you down, keeping you from going forward, really need to consider what value they bring. Because if all they bring is negativity, where's the value in the negativity? Exactly. Now, I understand some of you might be in situations where you cannot control, or you can't find yourself in a way to let go. I get that. It happens. But guess what? The sooner you can, the better off you'll be. So find a way. Work through it. Be patient. Sometimes it'll take a couple of years. But it doesn't matter. What does matter is you. What does matter is you. So find what has you giving, making, creating, living, sustaining the positive motivation, and doing away with the negative motivation. Ain't no one got time for that. Again, I speak from experience on that. Now, again, my experience is mine, uniquely mine. I'm not going to get into the details, but understand that, hey, everyone's different. So what worked for me might not work for you, but then again, you never know. It might actually work for you. So just keep in mind. And speaking of negativity, here's some examples. Examples, and these will sound familiar, and if you heard these, well, guess what? There's negativity around you, and it's just simple. Things like, it's too cold, it's too hot, it's too difficult, it's taking too long, my blank hurts, and the endless streams of excuses, they're going to break you long before you begin. That is, if you let them. Finding and keeping positive motivation and mindset is top priority to ensuring your success on your self-leadership journey. It's non-negotiable, folks. You've got to stay positive. It'll be difficult sometimes, and people will question it. Why are you so motivated all the time? Because you know what? Someone has to be, and that someone should be you. There could be no time wasted on negativity. Of course, first-timers or novices will find themselves slipping back to the dark side. And that's perfectly fine. It's going to happen. But you must remember, you're human, and as humans, we tend to find comfort in what is familiar. Sadly, for far too many people that I know, the familiar is, their familiar is negativity. And that's sad. That is sad. Really, there's no need for that. So this is where you must work on yourself. Work to identify the positive and the negative. Work on knowing when you're slipping into the negative, and more importantly, knowing how to get yourself out of the negative and into a more positive place and space. It's going to be hard work, but eventually you will find yourself taking a more proactive approach rather than the reactive we have all found ourselves when we are starting out as novices, as newbies, as the the new person doing this, first time you're ready to say, you know what, I want to be a leader, but to be there, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to find yourself, and it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. And just telling you, I've said them before, I've been there, but it shouldn't stop you. It should just be more motivation to keep you going. So to become proactive, consider the fact that over time, you can achieve what you want. You got to put in that work. Stay motivated. So by learning to live proactively, you also become constantly motivated. Yeah, it feeds into it. That's how that works. It does feed into it. So be aware, be self-aware about this. Now, as daunting as it may seem, living in a constant state of motivation should not be tiring, nor should it be taxing you to the point of giving up. No, it's not about that. A constant state of motivation is what will get you to where you want to be. First as a self-leader, then as a leader of others. That's a pretty good deal. The ability to remain motivated will be the deciding factor in how soon and how much success you achieve. Now, be advised, it can be done. Many people have done it before you, and many more will do it after you. But as for you, it's non-negotiable, and you must be motivated all the time without fail. It's that simple. You can't. You start learning to live with it. Start learning to live with the positive, and then you'll see it. So in the next episode, we're going to talk about the third of the core of eight, and that's prioritize yourself above all others. I've been alluding to that fact. I've been getting there, but now we're going to get there. So again, we're going to talk about prioritizing yourself above all others. I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. And there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast and how to get yourself a copy of my books and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at daveguerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's dave_guerra, dave_guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note and listen. Hey, until next time. Be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.